It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Imagine waking up and having to feed six hungry growing boys a nutrient-packed breakfast. I mean a real breakfast, not just a Pop-Tart breakfast, and still have time to get them to how many? Four different schools at the same time? Oh, my gosh. For me, that's like a math problem, a word math problem. I never like those, and that just like overwhelms me. But we have blogger mom Colleen Burns, who is not overwhelmed by that. She has figured out how to fine-tune all this in this massive, crazy schedule and still get her boys healthy breakfast exactly on time. She's known as the mom on the run, and she is here to help you with your mornings. Colleen, how do you do it? And how day in and out, you've got to get these boys all fed into all their different schools, which I'm sure has different times that they start in the day. They don't all start at 9 or at 8 or whatever. So,
oh, of course. Yeah, our morning routine is a whiplash of about 3 hours of the time. And I actually try to get up about 5:30 with my husband so we can fit in a workout first, because that kind of sets the tone for my day.
Wow.
Then I've got that taken care of, and then now bring it, you know, I'm ready.
Wow.
But we, you know, I love to cook. And so that part, I've really come to enjoy. I just decided I've spent so much time doing it, I might as well enjoy it. But what I don't love is the chopping and the cleaning of vegetables and fruit and that kind of stuff. That can be pesky. So I do try and do that ahead of time, have that stuff on hand. So in the morning, for example, I can be putting together a pretty nutritious omelet because I've already cut up broccoli and onions and, you know, cilantro or whatever. That kind of thing is very simple to do. It's just as easy to make a nice, nutritious omelet as it is to make scrambled eggs, and that's a couple of minutes. I also like to put dried fruit, granola, maybe some coconut flakes in little plastic bags so that the kids can, you know, pour their own little bag into a bowl with some milk, and then they've got a very nutritious breakfast. Also, you know, leftovers are fine. If I've already made tacos the night before and I've got jalapenos and cilantro and onions and cheese all cut up already, that again can be folded into a little Tex-Mex sort of breakfast. You could also serve your dinner from the night before. If it was a good nutritious meal the night before, it's a good nutritious meal no matter what time of the day.
I so agree with that. You know, it's so funny because we can all identify with the whole like eating cold pizza for breakfast as a leftover, but we don't think anything else works. But recently I started doing that exact thing that you just mentioned, is if you had a good dinner the night before and you have some leftovers, why not turn it into breakfast? And my kids really embraced it. They actually loved it, and you know, we're thrilled to see it on their plate again, which was surprisingly a good thing. How about smoothies? Do you guys like doing smoothies in the morning? Is that something that fills up their huge growing bodies?
We have done it. You know, I have to say I don't think it fills them up as much as a solid food, but we have absolutely done that with yogurt and fruit, and very nutritious and fast. But yeah, absolutely, that's a great go-to.
You know, you said it may not fill them up. We're talking about boys here, yeah. And that boy, I can identify with that. But what I really, really love is the fact that you keep talking about vegetables for breakfast. And I bet some people are like, huh, really, vegetables?
Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, well, we're trying to come up with a grain-free breakfast. And I said, well, why don't you have leftovers from dinner? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? We can't have the traditional breakfast? So go ahead and tell us how you use breakfast.
How I use breakfast?
How you use vegetables for breakfast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, just omelets especially, that's a really easy thing to do. You know, if I've already chopped up and prepared a lot of these vegetables in advance, it's very simple to make something. Or a little salad. You know, that's all fine, no matter what time of the day. If it's good food, it's good food. And as long as you break your children's beliefs that you have to have cereal in the morning, you know, go for it. Whatever they enjoy. If they enjoy it at night, they're going to enjoy it in the morning too.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest issues for a lot of parents that even just have more than one child is having to cater to each child's likes and dislikes. So you having so many different boys, I'm sure there is a range of preferences there. How do you deal with that? Do you kind of let them personalize each thing they're making it? Or is it kind of like, okay, guys, this is what we're having today, and maybe it's not your favorite, but tomorrow will be your favorite?
You know, I like that idea of personalizing. I really haven't done that because I think, you know, it's a function of having so many children, but they've never had the luxury of being picky. I've always just fed them the same meal. I'm careful to offer enough variety on the plate that if they don't like something, they'll still have enough to fill them up. But I really never have done the short order cook thing where you get this and you get that. We keep hearing that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Well, making one important meal is enough, but trying to make separate meals for everyone, it's just impossible, I think.
Yeah, no joke. But you know what you said here is the key. And for those that are starting off their family, that's probably the single most valuable piece of advice you're going to get from today's show is start off right and don't become a short order cook from the get-go. I love that you said they didn't have the luxury of being picky. That's so funny because I say that all the time. I feel like when you start catering and kind of changing things to fit and you say, well, if I don't do this, he's not going to eat, so I have to do that. All of a sudden you're going to end up with extremely picky eaters and you're going to run yourself ragged in the kitchen, right?
And it's inconvenient for you, of course, but it's also less enjoyable for them if they have a very limited repertoire of food that they go to and like, and that will stay with them their whole lives. And I'm a firm believer that if you're exposed enough times to any food, almost anyone will grow to like it. You know, there are obviously exceptions, but I just believe exposing the same foods to your children eventually, you know, they decide to try it and like it. So we do that. And we really don't ever, I don't force someone to eat something that we've decided, yeah, you're right, you just don't like that. You've tried it enough, that's fine. But other than that, I put out whatever I feel like putting out that night and they have to eat it. I just don't give them a choice.
I love it. So sounds like we have similar styles, even though I just have two. I kind of do that same thing here at home. And for some reason, as moms, we've gotten into put ourselves in this corner where we're always supposed to serve them their favorite food. And I try to explain to my kids, I understand maybe, I don't know, green beans may not be on your top five most delicious foods to eat, but they're good for you. They're going to provide you some of the nutrients you need. So they're going to be part of your meal. And sure, maybe you can eat them off first so that you can save the mashed potatoes that you love so much on the plate and eat that last. But either way, being able to, you know, I love exposing them to all kinds of foods. So, I mean, you've been through it all. Do you still do that? Do you still bring in new foods in the house and say, hey, who's going to try this?
Oh, absolutely. I try to come up with something new at least once a week. I mean, something that they've never had, probably even more than that, only because I really enjoy it. And I find that time in the kitchen very therapeutic for me. And I just like to mix things up and fold in some new ingredient I haven't tried before with the kids. And it's kind of funny because every now and then my husband or my kids will say, Mom, you have to make this exact meal again. And I'll think, I don't think that's possible. I have no idea what I just did. You know, just kind of experimenting and having fun in the kitchen. And it turned out well. But sometimes I can't even replicate it.
So you're one of those amazing cooks that doesn't need a cookbook.
Oh, I don't know if I'm amazing, but I'm definitely experimental and creative. And so sometimes it works really well and sometimes not as much. But for the most part, it's edible and the kids try it. And they're pretty much game for anything. So it's good.
Fantastic. I bet sometimes even if it doesn't come out, you know, exactly how you wanted it to be, it's still delicious and they're still going to enjoy it, especially because you started off right, exposing them to all sorts of different foods and not really catering to picky eating. So that's probably the key. Colleen, thank you so much for being with us. It has been so much fun. And I think we're all inspired to get ourselves in the kitchen and exposing our children to all sorts of new foods. So I want to send them to where you share more of your ideas, and that's on your website. That's www.themomontherun.tv. Thanks again for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always find us on RadioMD.com for past episodes that you can share or listen again. In the meantime, remember to always eat well and stay well.